It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
Let's check in with our old friend Greg Barrett as he takes us into an adult concert.
A couple of months ago, I went to see a concert at the Universal Amphitheater out in Los Angeles. As I approached the venue, the security guard goes, "Excuse me, hey friend, I'm going to need to take that chain wallet from you. I'm going to have to take the chain wallet and your belt." And I'm like, "Why? Because of the recent terrorism and the war and the upgrades in security?" He goes, "Nope, because you're 38. Oh, dude, that is brutal. And I'm 39. I'll be 40 in July. And I started thinking, oh no, man, am I getting too old to rock? Be 16 in your head for a minute. Just be 16. All right, now go to a concert. You got a concert, you're 16, you're having a good time, you're with your friends, the band's playing, everyone's having a good time. Look around, who's that? Oh, creepy old guy. Oh, yeah. Sure, now you remember me. Yeah, creepy old guy. Creepy old rockin' solo. What's up, dude? Now I'm that guy. I don't want to beat that guy, you know, because I feel like I have many 39-year-old brothers and sisters that also rock, you know? I know that I do, but I've seen them tattooed and pierced at the Pottery Barn, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, there's a grunge brother picking out an area rug. Right on, dude. Soundgarden, 93. You know me, dude. Right on. But it's unfair because I like bands. I like new bands, you know what I mean? I like new music when it comes out. I'm not faking that. I really do, you know? So I want to go see those bands play, you know? But I also don't want to be the creepy old guy. Like, I'm way too aware to go, I don't want to be that guy. You know, because I know creepy old guy. I remember he bummed me out. I don't blame you for being bummed out by me. You know what I mean? I'm not foolish enough to think that I can transcend time. So then I came up with a solution. The adult rock show. Hear me out on this. Now, the adult rock show starts at 7. Yeah, let's get this motherfucker going. 7 o'clock show. Kick it in the ass. I got to do tomorrow, man. I got a J-O-B. That's a job, friend. I got stuff to do. Lunches to be packed and whatnot, come on. 7 o'clock show, cost prohibitive. No young punks. Like, I'll pay more not to be the young punks, and I think that's fair. It's like, make a cutoff point, maybe 25 and over, that's a good cutoff point. You don't go to my show, I don't go to yours. I think that's fair. You know what I mean? I don't embarrass you, you don't embarrass me. You know what, I don't need to be at a show anymore with some 16-year-old all f***ed up on gin and guava juice or whatever he stole from his parents' liquor cabinet and drank in the back of his brother's truck. Back it up, dude, this is cashmere. Back it up. I'm wearing a sweater in that scenario, so. Cost prohibitive, 25 and over, no young punks. Band plays 1 hour. 1 hour. No opening band. I don't need to see you struggle through your career. No, come back when you got hits, bro. I've done it already. I've paid my dues. I have paid my opening band dues. You know what I mean? Now time, I just get headliner. That's it, 1 hour. No encore either. Just do the man. Just play for an hour. Around, do the songs I know, do a couple surprises, do the song from the soundtrack, boom, valet parking, home by 9. I gotta.
Greg Barrett here in the Laughter 45 After. He's playing Thursday night at the Irvine Improv. Tell him you heard it on the sound.